Walmart store, and the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. And the opening tip is up and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Neelyville Tigers. It'll be Alton Comet basketball to open the game. They'll inbound on the far side as the tip was knocked out of bounds. Comet inbound it to Cockrum. Marcus working it at the top. Neelyville opening up here, a little man-to-man defense. Cockrum moves into the lane, gives to Clary in the corner for a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, fought for, and controlled by Neelyville. Here they come. It was Hale on the rebound. He gives it up, now gets it back top of the key. Neelyville into the offense against the Alton Comet zone. Ball goes to Hale, works down the left side of the lane, back outside now for Wolfram. Wolfram, give it to Shan. Shan's in the corner, back to Hale. Now they'll bounce one inside to Stevens. Pulls up on the baseline, jumper's up. No good, rebound comes out long. Cockrum got it from Alton. Marcus races up the floor all the way to the rim. Couldn't finish the layup. And a rebound back down to Neelyville. Tigers with a 3-on-3. Get it to Hale. He pulls up short of the goal and puts it in. Number 32, Grant Hale. First 2 points in the ballgame go to Neelyville. Alton Comets with it. Clary out on top, swings it around to Willard on the right side. Three-point shot is up, off the back iron, no good. Rebound battle, and there comes Hale with it for Neelyville. Hale races up the floor, pulls up at the wing, and gives it over to Wolfram. Wolfram right side to Shan. Shan's looking in the middle, nobody open. Alton still packing back in that zone, going to make Neelyville try and beat him from the top. They've got it at the top now, down to 13 on the shot clock. Wolfram feeds it on the right side, now in the corner, and back out to Stevens. Stevens with 4 seconds to Hale, here's a shot just before the buzzer, and it's no good. The rebound goes, well, it's hard to go out of bounds, saved by Neelyville. Another shot is up, no good, and Cockrum down with the rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets with a chance to tie. Cole Transom brings it into the front court. Between the legs with a dribble, gives it up now to Willard. Willard out top to Cockrum. Marcus making a move on a one-on-one. Now gives it up to Clary. Clary, that's Willard, drives toward the basket, pulls up with a shot, no good. And a rebound taken again by Neelyville. Tigers quick up the floor, got to Stevens. 3-point ball's on the way, that one's short. Rebound volleyed up and around and taken by Neelyville. Shot back up, no. Stevens volleys the rebound and volleyed it out of bounds. It'll belong to the Alton Comets. We've played 2.5 minutes. Comets haven't got on the board yet. Score 2-0. Neelyville now going to pick up a little bit. Full court in the full court in the man-to-man. At least one of them is. Number 22 back there. Wolfram guarding on the inbound. Comets inbound it to Cockrum. He'll bring it up the floor. 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter as he crosses the timeline. Cockrum looking to get into the offense. He'll swing it left side to Clary. Clary looking down low. Nobody open. Now gives it to Cockrum in the corner. Left side of the floor. Marcus glides out to the wing. Little reverse dribble. Gets down the lane. Kicks it back out to Paulette. Now Clary for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And a rebound taken by Neelyville. Excuse me. Tigers on the run. Shands. Going to be a call for an offensive foul. Who was it draw that charge? That was Clary got back, established his position, and drew the charge. Foul on number 32, Grant Hale, will be his first of the night. First team foul called here in the first quarter. Goes against Neelyville. Alton inbounds at the end, down to 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Comets haven't put one in the hole yet. They get some good looks, just not getting the shots to drop. Willard with the ball now, holds it out 30 feet from the bucket. Looking over the situation, and Neelyville still playing man-to-man. Willard will give it over to Cockrum at the top of the key. Moves off the screen right to the wing. Now into the lane, no look to Paulette. His shot is up. Oh, he's going to get fouled and go to the line. And that may be on Hale again. Number 32, nope. Called it on number 5. And that'll be Shen's call for his first in the ballgame. 4:44 to go first quarter. Alton with a chance to get on the board here. Dalton Paulette at the free throw line. And actually they call that foul now on, I was right, it was on Hale. They did, I thought they did. Foul was called on Hale. Unless they're correcting it and they are talking it over at the scoreboard. And I think they're going to readjust it and say number five. So they're talking it over at the school board. Anyway, Dalton Paulette going to the free throw line, trying to get the Alton Comets on the board here. They're down 2-0 early on. First free throw is up and good. So the Alton senior hits the free throw. Substitution now. And it was number five, Shands, call for the foul. He will come out of the game, and the substitution in. That's number one, Zach Rollins. Rollins in for Neelyville. Second free throw for Paulette is up. Off the back iron, no good. And the rebound is taken by Wolfram. Wolfram for Neelyville. Up the floor to Stevens. Pulls up on a wing. Is it to Hale down on the baseline? Bounce pass. Deep inside for Dollins. Dollins couldn't find a shot. Kicks it back out to Hale. Moves off the screen at the top. Now back to Stevens, moving down the left side, bouncing it down to Dollins. His shot is up off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound, couldn't follow it again. And finally, the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. We've played just about half of the first quarter. Our score is 2-1. Both teams having a little trouble finding the hole here on this Thursday or Wednesday night at the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Consolation semifinals. Winner will get Kabul here on Saturday. 1:30, I believe, would be that game. Alton getting to the half-court offense here. We're down to 19 seconds on the play clock. Willard with it at the top. Gives to Cole Trantham. Jumper from the free throw line is partially blocked and goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give that to Neelyville. Oh, that shot was blocked. Anyway, the officials say, nope, Neelyville ball. Tough break there for the Alton Comets. Neelyville coming the other way with a 2-1 lead. 3:47 to go in the quarter. Working on the right side. On the wing is Hale. Holds it high over the head of the defender. Neelyville with a decided size advantage all over the floor. Swing the ball on the left side now for Wolfram. Wolfram gives it back out front to Rollins. Rollins pass out on top. Almost stolen by Willard. Rollins will get it back, drive down the lane, shoot and score. Zach Rollins off the bench with the second field goal here in the first quarter for Neelyville, and the Tigers take a 4-1 lead. Alton, as of yet, hadn't got a field goal down. Here's Cockrum, gives in the corner to Willard. Willard, one dribble, gives it back to Cockrum on the wing, working the left side. Cockrum going to the baseline, pulls up, shoots off the window. Couldn't get the right angle, and the ball falls off the rim. Neelyville with another rebound. Here come the Tigers in the corner. Inside to Stevens. Stevens passed out front, stolen. That is Cockrum. He will glide to the bucket and scores the layup. And the Comets with a field goal. Their first one of the night comes with 2:44 to go in the first quarter, and it pulls Alton back to within one at 4-3. Neelyville works it to the left side for Wolfram. Wolfram out on the wing, takes it to the top. Alton playing a zone here. Neelyville working around the perimeter. Now inside to Hale, down the left side of the lane, back to Stevens. Baseline jumper from 12 feet is good. Gets a good player. Kaysen Stevens, a junior. His first bucket of the night. And back to a three-point lead for Neelyville. Alton with the basketball. Cockrum moves off the screen at the top. And now going to get a whistle. And we got a foul. Going to be called number one. Rollins going to be called for the foul for Neelyville. Kind of came out of nowhere. And we get substitution in the game. Number two, Zach Cowley will check in for Neelyville. Number 33, Dollins will check out. And Alton with a substitution as well. Number 12 is checked into the game. That is Corbin Tharp, another big freshman. He gets the ball in the lane. A little left-hander, one-hander's good. So Corbin Tharp off the bench. Alton playing with three freshmen on the floor right now. Tharp, Clary, and Willard. Neelyville with the ball on a one-point lead. Long shot from the wing is up. It's no good, but we're going to get a foul call against the Alton Comets here. I think it's going to be a hold. Number 11, that is Cade Clary, call for the foul. His first and the first team foul on the Alton Comets here in the first quarter. Alton down one. Neelyville with the ball. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. Neelyville working around the perimeter. Got it out to Rollins. Rollins. Give it around on the right side now. In the corner for Wolfram. Wolfram brings it out to the wing. Stevens replaces him. Gets the ball in the corner. Bouncing it down inside to Hale. Turns left. Throws it up. No good. And a rebound taken by Clary. Down amongst the trees in there for Neelyville. and Clary trying to get rid of it. Lost it. Well, it's deflected out of bounds by Neelyville. Holden Comet ball with a chance to take a lead here. Minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Marcus Cockrum steps it into the front court, working against the man-to-man defense. Gives it up now to Tharp. Tharp goes to Willard in the right corner. Willard puts it on the floor, picks it up, gives over to Paulette. Paulette, top of the key. Now to Clary, long three-point shot. It's good! Cade Clary from way downtown. And the Alton Comets take a two-point lead with just under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Neelyville with it out on top. There's a five-second call. Hale had it out top, and the defender was hanging all over him, and he couldn't get rid of it in 5 seconds. And the Alton Comets forced a turnover with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter and a two-point lead. Trying to add to that lead. We are under a 35-second shot clock here in Arkansas, so they do have to shoot it before the end of the quarter. Here's a give to Willard, penetrates in the lane, kicks it back out. Cockrum with it now in the right corner, fires a three. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Stevens. His outlet pass stolen by Cockrum. Cockrum in the Comets with a 3-on-2. It's a Paulette for the lay-in. Dalton Paulette puts Alton up by 4, 10-6. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off for Neelyville. Tigers work it to the left side. Wolfram with it. Gives it to the right side to Stevens. Down inside to Hale. Hale turns left, couldn't find a shot. Down to 7 seconds on the clock. Inside Stevens, pull-up jumper, no. Rebound volleyed up. We get a foul call with 2.6. I believe it's going to be, it is, Marcus Cockrum. Call for the foul. They'll be the first on Cockrum tonight. And Neelyville inbounds it with 2 seconds. Stevens in the lane, couldn't follow. And there's the buzzer to end our first quarter. 10-6, Alton Comets with a lead over the Neelyville Tigers. We're back to the Battle of the Border tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Just days to go and you can save 40%. That's right, 40% off on all outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more is all 40% off now through Christmas Eve. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk Optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, back at the Battle of the Border tournament, consolation semifinals, Alton Comets had a little trouble finding a basket early in the game, but they finished in a flurry and they lead it 10-6 as we head to the second quarter over the Neelyville Tigers. Mentioned in the pregame, Alton and Neelyville played just this last Saturday. Neelyville was an overtime winner by 2, I believe, 74-72 or 72-70, something like that. These two teams can score a lot of points, but Alton playing a little bit shorthanded tonight. Dylan Wayland, if you weren't with us, at home sick. And here comes Stevens off the inbound. Hits a three out of the corner for Neelyville. So Stevens with a long three out of the corner pulls Neelyville back to within one. Alton with the ball. Tharp with it on top. Gives it to Cockrum. Round to the right side to Willard. Willard moving into the lane. Couldn't find a shot. Feeds it back out to Cockrum. 18 on the shot clock as the Comets reset. Cockrum curls around the lane all the way into the bucket, throws up a shot. It's no good. A rebound taken by Neelyville. Here come the Tigers. And it's Wolfram. Get it to Stevens. Another three-point try is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Volleyed around, and Tharp has got it for Alton. He gives to Willard. Willard races up the floor. Feeds it to Trantham in the corner for three. It's good. Cole Trantham from downtown. Second made three-pointer of the night for the Alton Comets. And Alton back up 4, 13-9, 7 minutes to go first half. Neelyville out on top with Rollins, feeds it on the right side to Hale. Now to Stevens, driving the baseline all the way to bucket. He wanted to dunk it, but Tharp got there and bothered that. He missed the shot, but a foul going to be called on the big freshman. Number 12, Corbin Tharp, first foul of the night. And going to the line to shoot will be Kason Stevens. He has scored 5 points in the early on. Can't make it six as he hits the first free throw. Shooting another one, trying to pull his team back to within two here. It's on the way. That one's good. Took every bit of the rim to get it in, but he did. Seven for Stevens, and it's a two-point game with 6:51 to go in the first half. Alton with it. Cochran penetrates down the middle of the lane to no look pass to Tharp for the lay-in. Corbin Tharp off the bench with four here in the first half for the Comets. Alton back in that zone defense. A little more energy now. Needleville working around the perimeter. Got it down inside to Wolfram. Wolfram bounces it to Stevens. Back to Wolfram. Now going out high for Cowley. Cowley up with a shot, and that's good. 2 points off the bench for Cowley. And back to a two-point game with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Alton with a lead and the basketball. Willard out on top. Moves to the free throw line down the left side of the lane. All the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Another freshman, Caden Willard, with his first 2 points of the night. The freshman picking up some scoring in the absence of Whalen. Here comes Neelyville. Drive down the baseline, shot no good. Rebound is, controlled by the Alton Comets. Nice play by Tharp to tip it. And Dalton Paulette kept it from going out of bounds. Alton with the basketball out top. Cockrum feeds it over to Willard. Willard feeling it again into the lane. Draws contact, throws up a shot. It went in, but they're going to call the foul on the floor before the bucket. And substitution here for Neelyville. Number 5 checking back in, Drew Shands. Number 1, Zach Rollins will go to the bench. So Alton will inbound the ball. Foul, by the way, on Rollins was his second. Alton inbounds it down under the bucket. Cockrum's got it in the corner. Little shake and bake, and then dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. It'll belong to Neelyville. So Alton had a little chance to add to the lead there. Couldn't convert with the turnover. And Neelyville with it back, chance to get back to within two, maybe one. Somebody hits one from way outside. Neelyville working a little give and go. Got it there to Cowley. Cowley throws up a shot, and we got a lane violation on Neelyville. Wow. So Alton will get the ball back. Substitution here. Clary checks out of the game. And no, Willard checks out of the game. Willard is out. And Clary back in. Alton working the offense with a 4-point lead. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Cole Trantham trying to penetrate, and he traveled with the ball. Trantham tried to go through a double team. Kind of got his feet tangled up. And before he could get rid of it, he put that third foot down. That's a travel. Alton turns it over with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Leading by four, Neelyville out on top with it over to Stevens. Stevens looking to penetrate, now dumps it down on the baseline. Shot is up by Cowley, no good. This time he'll go to the line and shoot two. Collins got there defensively to cut him off, but they got him on the shot, and that'll go against Tharp. Corbin picks up his second foul in the game. And the second team foul here in the second quarter. And the free throw for Crowley is up, and it's no good. Cowley will shoot for another. He's got 2 points here in the first half. Coming off the bench for Coach Burden and his Neelyville Tigers. And second shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Trantham. Up the floor to Paulette. Alton with the numbers, didn't choose to force it. They'll get into the half court set. 4:46 to go. Ball goes to Clary. 3-point shot is up. Off the front rim, no good. And the rebound is taken by number 22, Wolfram. Wolfram quick up the floor to Hale for three. That's off the front iron, no good. Tharp with a rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets again. Clary going to bring it up the floor across the timeline with 4:27 to go in the first half. Alton, 4-point lead and ball. Marcus Cochran out on top. Now the 20 seconds go down the shot clock. Pass in the lane to Tharp. He couldn't hang on. And the loose ball picked up by Neelyville. Here come the Tigers. They'll push it up to Hale. Hale driving the baseline. Comets cut him off. He'll kick it back out top for Shands. Fakes the three. Gives it in the corner. Out to Stevens for three. And that's good. Kason Stevens told you they're a really good player. He's got 10 points in the first half. 10 of the 16 for Neelyville. So the Alton Comet lead is down to one with 3:45 to go in the first half. Here's Marcus Cockrum working on a man-to-man. Going into the lane, has his pass deflected, and it goes out of bounds. He's trying to dump that one across the lane to Paulette. Coming down the baseline, but defense was there and knocked it away. Substitution now for Alton. Willard checks back in the game. Tharp will go out. Alton loses about a foot in size on that exchange. Alton with it. Willard to Trantham. Trantham, turnaround jumper, free throw line. No good. The rebound taken by Stevens. Stevens to Hale up the floor now to Wolfram. Wolfram back to Hale. Quick pass inside. Shot attempt goes to Ray. Neelyville on the loose ball. Shot no good. They get it right back. Put it back up and in. That was Dollins, Elijah Dollins, with his first two. And Alton wants a timeout. 3:20 to play in the first half. Alton down one, 18-17. Comet ball when we come back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters collision repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
I want to say thanks to some more of your Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the ball game. They include Simpson's True Value in Alton, Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, the Thayer Walmart, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Alton Comet ball with a one-point lead, 3:13 to play here in the first half. At the ball to Paulette, top of the key. Paulette looking to penetrate into the lane. Now pass back out front is stolen by Neelyville. They'll drive down the floor for the uncontested layup. That'll be Shands with his first two of the night. It was a good steal by Kai Wolfram. So Neelyville up by three, 20-17 our score. Alton with it, got it back inside to Paulette. He dribbled it off his foot. Loose ball picked up by Cockrum. Dumped it down to Tharp, who put it up and in. Nice play, and Tharp leads Alton in scoring tonight. The big freshman has scored six. Neelyville races the other way with a one-point lead in the ball. Wolfram on top, looking to go left. Tried to get Stevens on a back door cut. Now gets it to him in the corner. Back out to Hale. Grant Hale gives it off to Wolfram in the corner. His shot is up, no good. And then we got a rebound. And the ball is, we got a whistle. Alton, Marcus Cockrum, and Neelyville's Drew Shands were tied up. And they came down with the rebound, and Shands was standing out of bounds. So Alton Comets with the ball. Down by one. Chance to regain the lead here with a bucket. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Willard has it out between the circles. Looking to the right side. Now to the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Pulls up free throw line. Jumper's good. Caden Willard. And I know at some point, either tonight or through the season, I'm going to say Kyle. And I just apologize for that now, Caden. Caden Willard, that's Kyle's boy. He swings a good player, just a freshman. Neelyville with the ball. They get it to trap to it. And I did it there. Got it to Grant Hale. He drives down the right side of the lane. And we get a foul going to be called on Marcus Cockrum. It'll be a push. And Grant Hale will go to the free throw line. And I almost said Travis because his dad is Travis Hale, who played basketball right here at Mammoth Spring. And now is an assistant coach for Neelyville. First free throw for Grant Hale is up and no good. He's got 2 points here in the first half. When you've been doing this as long as I have, you know somebody's related to somebody everywhere, right? Hale hits the second free throw. 3 points on the line. We're tied at 21 with a minute 35 to go in the first half. Marcus Cockrum with the ball for Alton. Surveys the situation, moves into the lane, floats all the way to the bucket, slides it up and in. Marcus Cockrum, the senior with a beautiful move. He's out there playing with three freshmen and another senior right now. Alton back on top by two. Neelyville with the ball. They'll dump it down low to Wolfram. Back out to Hale. Free throw line. Spins in the lane. Kicks it back out. Now Wolfram dumping it down low for Dollins, and he scores. Elijah Dollins, the big junior, with four. We're tied at 23. 57 seconds to go in the first half. Alton will have to shoot here with the shot clock. Trying to go to Tharp at the high post. Ball is stolen by the defense. Now loose on the floor. Scramble after it. We get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Alton Comets. I believe. Yep, Alton ball. On the held ball, the jump ball call. Substitution now for the Tigers. Number two checks in. Callie for Neelyville. Number five, Drew Shands will check out. With 35 on the shot clock, 42 on the game clock as the Comets inbound the ball. Chance to break the tie. Got it out to Willard. Caden swings over to Paulette. Paulette now gives it to Cockrum. Cockrum penetrates in the lane, kicks it out to Willard for three. Bingo! Caden Willard hits a three. He's got seven in the game. And the Alton Comets lead it by three with 17 seconds to go in the first half. Neelyville with the ball. Hale out front. Swings it left side to Stevens. Back to Hale. Shoots one inside to Dollins. Dollins turns. Couldn't get the shot to go down. Rebound Tharp. And he gets fouled on the play. Tharp with a good rebound. He gets fouled by number 33. That is Dollins. It'll be his first. And Alton will inbound it with 5 seconds to go. Cockrum races up the floor. Weaves through traffic. Pulls up for three. He hit it. Marcus Cockrum at the buzzer drains a three from about 28 feet away. And the Alton Comets have a 6-point lead over the Neelyville Tigers, 29-23 at the half. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your halftime report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Well, it's consolation semifinal night here at the Battle of the Border Tournament of Mammoth Spring, the sixth annual Battle of the Border. And we got a good one going on here. The winner of this game is going to advance to play the Kabul Bulldogs, who disposed of the Viola Longhorns earlier this evening, 53-34. And the Alton Comets are halfway there. They lead this one by six. Their biggest lead of the first half, by the way, 29-23 is the halftime score. Alton scoring 10 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second, as they kind of heated things up from the three-point line. 6 points for Neelyville in the first quarter, and they scored 17 as things heated up for them as well. And I mentioned these two teams played just 5 days ago over in the Hoosier Gym in Indiana, and it was Neelyville with a win in overtime in that one, so you would expect this one is going to go right down to the wire. I think we got an old-fashioned barn burner brewing here in the barn on the hill at Mammoth Spring High School. Again, 29-23, Alton with the lead. We'll take another break. We'll be back with your individual stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Just days to go, and you can save 40%. That's right, 40% off on all outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more is all 40% off now through Christmas Eve. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk Optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And back here at the Battle of the Border Tournament, everybody having a good time tonight. It's been another full evening of basketball, and this is the final game of the night. Alton Comets with a lead over the Neelyville Tigers, 29-23 at the half. Let's take a look at the scoring. First up for Neelyville, they're led by Kaysen Stevens. He's got 10 points, the only player, by the way, in the game in double figures. 3 points for Grant Hale, 4 for Elijah Dollins, 2 for Drew Shands, 2 for Zach Cowley, and 2 for Zach Rollins. For the Alton Comets, they're led tonight by senior Marcus Cockrum. He's got 7. Freshman Caden Willard has got 7. 6 for Corbin Tharp, another freshman. Cole Trantham, the junior, with a 3. 3 for Dalton Paulette, and 3 for another freshman. That is Cade Clary. Yeah, that's your scoring, 29-23. Neither team with anybody in real serious foul trouble. Corbin Sharp does have 2 fouls for Alton. Marcus Cockrum with 1. Cade Clary with 1. And for Neelyville, Drew Shands with 1. 2 for Zach Rollins. 1 for Elijah Dollins. And 1 for Grant Hale. Again, it's halftime, 29-23. Alton with a 6-point lead over Neelyville. I mentioned earlier, winner moves on to play Kabul in the consolation finals here at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. Other games from tonight, it was the Willow Springs Lady Bears with the win in the consolation. They beat Koshkonong, and the Viola Lady Longhorns advanced as they beat the Mammoth Spring JV 61-29. So Viola and Willow Springs will play in the girls' consolation game at noon on Saturday. And there's a busy night again tomorrow night. The semifinals starting at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, the Thayer Lady Bobcats will take on the Highland Lady Rebels. Well, that one for you here on K-Country 95 Radio. And then over on the boys' side, at 5:45, it'll be the Mammoth Spring Bears, the number one seed, to take on the Highland Rebels. Then we're back to the girls' division. The top-seeded Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will play the Alton Lady Comets. We'll have that one for you here on the radio. So the first three games tomorrow night, all on the radio. And then the final game in the men's semifinals, it'll be the Izard County Consolidated Cougars to take on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles at about 8:15. All right, there's the buzzer. Get things started here in the second half. Again, 29-23 is our score. Alton with a six-point lead headed to the third quarter. We'll take a break. Back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And good evening. I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. We're back here at the Mammoth Spring Gym Battle of the Water Tournament. You're talking about dads that I know that their boys are playing in this game. And another one from Neelyville, my lovely bride, Miss Nina, sitting right next to me. She doesn't know this. The Dollins kid plays for Neelyville. The American Roots Outdoors crew that I'm a part of. We went to the Dollins family farm over at Neelyville on a dove hunt several years ago. Me and Alex Rutledge and a couple others. And Dollins, a wonderful family over in the Neelyville area. All right, here we go. We're back underway. Neelyville with the ball down by six. They'll lob one down inside to Stevens. He catches, goes up for a shot, and gets fouled on the play. So Stevens will go to the free throw line and shoot. Fouls on Clary, number 11, Kate Clary. And, of course, don't even have to talk about all the Clarys that I've called ball games for over the years at Alton. There have been, seems like, hundreds of them. There's been a Clary playing Alton basketball for the last 40 years. And they've all been pretty good. First free throw up for Stevens, no good. Second one's on the way. That one bounces off the rim, no good. And the Alton Comets clear the rebound. Marcus Cochran brings it up. Chance for the Comets to go up by eight here with a bucket. Nine if somebody hits one from downtown. Tigers now drop back into a zone defense. They played man-to-man early in this game. They're playing a zone now. Willard with the ball on the right side for Alton. Brings it out front. Kicks it around to Trantham. In the corner to Cochran. Cochran cross court to Clary. Holds it high just outside the free throw circle. Gives it to Trantham. Three-point ball is up. No good. Rebound. Willard hangs in the air. Couldn't complete the shot. But he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. Foul on the Neelyville Tigers. Number 32, that is Grant Hale. And the second foul on Hale. First free throw for Willard's up, and it's good. Caden Willard now leads the Alton Comets in scoring tonight with eight here in the game. We've still got 7 minutes to go in the third, looking for his ninth point. Free throw up, bounces twice off the rim and falls off the side. Neelyville with the rebound. There they come. Number two, Zach Cowley, getting a start here in the second half. Gives it up to Hale. Hale back outside to Wolfram. Wolfram to Hale. Takes it down to the right baseline in the corner. Kicks it out to Wolfram. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Alton back in the zone. Neelyville running players through the lane. Nobody open. They'll give it back out to Cowley. Cowley now to Stevens. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They bounce it down to Hale. Fakes. Nice play. Goes up for the shot. Makes it and gets fouled. Foul will be on number... Well, who'd they call it on? Number 13. Called it on Dalton Paulette. That'll be the first on Dalton tonight. Basket is good for Hale. That's just a good play. Got it down under the bucket. Gave a good head and shoulder fake. Got the defender off the ground and then went up for the shot. Got fouled. Misses the free throw. Couldn't complete the three-point play. And the Alton Comets down with the rebound, leading by five. 30-25. 6:40 to go in the half. We're in the third quarter. Here's Willard for a three ball off the right side. That is no good. We got a foul going to be called on the rebound. I believe this will go on Stevens for Neelyville. Yeah, going to be called for a push from behind. Dalton Paulette had inside position. Alton will inbound the ball. Clary on the baseline. Bounces it into Willard. Willard puts it on the floor. The left hand penetrates into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Trantham. Cole gets it over to Cockrum. Marcus looking to make a move. Got to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Willard for three, and it's good. Caden Willard. Now at the 11 points, that's his second made three-pointer of the game. First Comet in double figures is the freshman. Eight-point lead. Alton with or Neelaville with the ball. They need a bucket. Almost a steal by the Alton Comet defense. They've really picked up the pace defensively here in the zone. Neelaville working around the perimeter, trying to bounce it down inside. Ball is almost stolen. Neelaville control. Got it down in the corner. Kelly for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Cole Trantham with a rebound for Alton. Comet, chance to go up 10 with a bucket. Cockrum races up the floor around the defender. Lays it up off the window. No, but an offensive foul. Going to be called on Marcus Cockrum. That was a good job by Dollins. And he draws the charge. Foul on Cockrum will be his second of the night. Thomas lead it by eight. Neelyville with the ball. Work around the perimeter of the Comet defense. They got it out top for Wolfram. Wolfram bounces it down inside to Cali. Cali, nice move around the defender and scores with the right hand. Nice move by Zach Cali. And Neelyville back to within six, 33-27. Cockrum gets the ball up in the right corner to Willard. Caden, couple of dribbles, gives it up. Now down in the corner to Clary. Clary pulls up baseline jumper off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken by, Hale. Hale dribbles up the floor, pulls up and scores. Nice play going coast to coast. Grant Hale for the Neelyville Tigers. And it's now a four-point game, 33-29. Alton with the lead and the ball. Clary out to Cockrum. Right side wing. We're down to 4:42 to play. Here's a give in the corner to Willard. Willard back out to Cockrum on top. Shoots a three. That one bounces hard off the front of the rim. Cockrum goes against his own rebound, throws it up off the window, and it's good. Marcus Cockrum with his first two of the second half. He's got nine, and Alton back up by six. Down to just over 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Winner goes home, or the winner moves on. Loser goes home after this game. Here's Stevens out of the corner for Neelyville. Shot is up, no good, and the rebound is taken by Caden Willard. Willard will give it up to Cockrum. Alton Comet's kind of taking over control of this game. He's got it now in the corner to Willard. Back out to Cockrum on the right side. Long pass over to Clary. Inside to Paulette. Back out to Trantham for three. That's off the front iron, no good. And the rebound gets on the floor, controlled by Neelyville. Tigers with it in traffic. Now got it over to Stevens. Stevens will get up the floor to Callick. Neelyville works it from there. Goes to the left side to Wolfram. Wolfram holds it on the wing. Now to Stevens in the corner. Quick pass in the middle. Stolen by Cockrum. Comets off on a 2-on-4. Cockrum pulls it back out. Waits for the rest of his teammates. Gives to Trantham. Cole down the middle of the lane. Got a whistle and he gets hit on the arm. It'll be a foul against Neelyville. Looks like they'll get number 22, Kai Wolfram. That'll be his first foul of the night for Neelyville. Non-shooting foul, across the Comets will inbound down along the baseline just to the right side of the window. They bounce it in to Paulette. Paulette fakes left, turns right, and scores! Dalton Paulette now with 5 points in the ballgame. And the Alton Comet lead is back to 8, 37-29. Neelyville's only scored, 6 points here in this third quarter. Alton Comets. And that zone defense, ball goes to Stevens for Neelyville. Three out of the corner is good. Well, that'll help what ails you. Kaysen Stevens with a three, his third one of the game. And it's back to a five-point game just like that, 37-32. The old equalizer, the three-point shot. Alton now working the offense. Got the ball to Cockrum on the left side for three. That one rattles off the rim, no good. The rebound taken by Neelyville. Hale pushes it up the right side and it's stolen by Cockrum. Oh, he stepped out of bounds. Cockrum had Hale pinned against the sideline, reached in, took it away, but then he stepped out of bounds, trying to get around him after the loose ball. So Neelyville will inbound into midcourt with 2:31. Got a fresh 35 second on the shot clock. They work it around the perimeter of the Comet zone. Got it on top for Wolfram. Down the right side of the lane. Fadeaway jumper from 10 feet. No good. Trantham down the rebound. Had a little trouble with the handle. Finally gathers it in and gives the ball out to Cockrum. Marcus walks it up the floor. 25 on the shot clock. Nice no-look pass in the middle. And then back outside for Willard. His three-point shot wouldn't go down. And Cockrum runs down the rebound. Another low look inside to Paulette. To Trantham for three. That's off the rim. And a rebound saved from out of bounds by Dalton Paulette. Got it to Willard. He shoots too hard off the back rim. And rebound controlled by Neelyville. Alton, three chances on that trip down the floor to add to the lead. Couldn't get it done. Now Stevens driving the baseline on the left side for Neelyville. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Kicked it out. And the pass back inside. Stolen by Trantham. Out to Willard. Willard pulls up on the right wing with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Long cross-court pass. Going to be stolen by Cowley. Drives down the floor and scores the layup. Bad pass on the play there. Allowed Neelyville to get down the floor. And we get a timeout. 37-34 our score. Alton with a three-point lead. We'll take a timeout. We're back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're down to a minute 19 to go in the third quarter. Alton hanging on to a three-point lead. And they've led by as many as eight here in the third quarter. And they led by six at the half. So Alton allowed Neelyville to kind of climb back in this thing here. Alton Comet basketball after the timeout. It'll be Clary to inbound it. Cade Clary. And Neelyville now applying full court pressure. Ball goes into Caden Willard. Gets it up to Tharp, who has just checked back in. Another big freshman. Three freshmen on the floor right now for Coach Anthony Caruso and the Alton Comets. Comets in a half-court game. Got it down to Clary. Clary driving the baseline. Pulls up with a shot. It wouldn't go down. Rebound. Ball it around and controlled by Neelyville. Neelyville chance to get back to within one. Tie it with a long one. Hales got it on the left side. To Stevens from the elbow. Shot partially blocked. And then the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Neelyville. It'll be Alton Comet ball. And again, Neelyville going to apply a little full court pressure here, a little full court man-to-man. Inbound it to Tharp. Tharp to Cole Trantham. Trantham trying to get up the floor. Has the ball poked away. And it's all the way down the floor for a layup for number 22, Wolfram. His first bucket of the game. Alton inbounds it again. Got it to Willard. Willard breaks the press. Got it down to Tharp in traffic. Back out front to Clary. Clary into the lane. 25 seconds to go in the third. Now Trantham. Over to Clary. Now Willard. 20 seconds. 19 on the shot clock. Willard working out top. Feeds it to Trantham. 1 point Comet lead with the ball. Here's Trantham going into the lane. He's going to be fouled as he makes the move with the elbow. It'll be on the floor before the shot. Cole Trantham, good aggressive move with 10 seconds on the shot clock. So Alton's got 10 seconds to get a shot away here. Clary will inbound it down under the bucket. Gets it in to Cockrum. Marcus driving the baseline all the way. The bucket shot block. Gets it back. It's up. No. Rebound Stevens with two. Passes out. And there's the buzzer to end a wild third quarter. 37-36. Alton Comets hanging to a one-point lead over Neelyville as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout. We're back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned CarQuest parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience in finding you the right parts to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton, follow them on Facebook, check them out at CarQuest.com, or call 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts is your local CarQuest parts dealer.
Well, it's a one-point game as we head to the fourth quarter. The Alton Comets and the Neelyville Tigers hooked up in a dandy here in the semifinals of the consolation bracket. Winner moves on to the consolation game on Saturday. Loser will go home. Well, everybody wants to play that Saturday afternoon game. That'll be 1:30 against the Kabul Bulldogs, who advanced earlier tonight. Alton will have the ball to start the quarter. Comets only scored 8 points in that third quarter, as their six-point lead is evaporated down to just one. Alton running a little motion here. Got the ball in the corner to Paulette. Paulette swings out of the corner. He's out to Willard. Now Cockrum. He spins away from the defense. Pass to the right side. Deflected and out of bounds by the defense. Alton will inbound it on the sideline right in front of their own bench with 7:40 to go in the game and 16 on the play clock. All looking inbound, they'll lob it into Cockrum in the backcourt. Neelyville has gone back to the man-to-man defense here. Here Cockrum sidesteps the defender, moves down into the lane, moves off the screen, kicks it out to Willard for three. Hits off the back rim, and no good. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't fall. Neelyville with the ball, chance to take a lead here with a bucket. Hale gives it in the right corner, gets it right back, thought about the three, doesn't take it. Bounces it down inside to Stevens. Turnaround jumper. Too hard off the back iron. Rebound Wolfram. Wolfram going back up for the shot and gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 13. Was it Paulette? Yeah, it looked like number 13, Dalton Paulette. Going to be whistled for the foul. First free throw is up and no good for Wolfram. Paulette picks up his second foul of the game. Substitution for Alton. Clary will go out. Cole Trantham getting back in there. Cole hadn't got his shot cranked up tonight. Only hit 1-3. Second free throw is up and no good. Wolfram missed them both. So with 7 minutes to go in the game, Alton with a one-point lead, 37-36. Comets with the ball. Cockrum taking his time, bringing it up the floor behind the back of the dribble. Feeds over to Trantham. Trantham looking to penetrate. Pulls up free throw line. Jumper is good. Cole Trantham, just his second bucket of the game. Alton back out to a three-point advantage here. We count down toward the six-minute mark. Neelyville working around the perimeter. Out to Cali. Cali back over to Shan. Shan's trying to bounce that in the middle. The ball deflected by the defense and out of bounds. Good play there by the big freshman, Tharp. Got his hand down there on that ball. Neelyville will inbound it with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Got it to Stevens. Stevens back out. Now gets it back in the corner. Fires the three-point ball. It's good. Stevens hits the three. And we're tied at 39 with 6:20 to play in the game. Alton with it. Cockrum working against the defense. Leads it on the left side to Paulette. Paulette down to the baseline. Looking to swing it out. Does to Trantham. Trantham on the wing. Leads over to Willard. Top of the key. Caden will back it out. Comets will reset with 14 on the shot clock. Willard moves to within 15 in the bucket. Shoots. Little bit short. No good. And the rebound taken by Stevens for Neelyville. Out to Hale. Hale up the left side. Spins away from the defense. Got it back to Stevens in the corner. Now Hale. Neelyville chance to take the lead here for the first time since the first quarter. Working it outside is Wolfram. Wolfram to Hale on the right side. 17 on the shot clock. Now ball goes back to Wolfram in the right corner. Brings out to the wing on the dribble. Pulls up his dribble. Gives to Stevens. Down to 7 on the shot clock. Now around on the other side. And it's Shand back outside. Cowley for three. No good. Rebound all controlled by Neelyville. Back up and in for Kai Wolfram. And Neelyville takes the lead at 41-39 with five minutes to go. Alton setting the offense on the other end. Willard. Oh, and a bad pass stolen by Stevens, who will drive for the lay-in. 18 on the night for Stevens. 4-point lead, Neelyville. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Just days to go, and you can save 40%. That's right, 40% off on all outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more is all 40% off now through Christmas Eve. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk Optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
43-39, Alton trailed by four as we play here. Just under 5 minutes to go in the ball game. The consolation semifinals of the Battle of the Border Tournament. Sixth annual here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym. Alton will come out of the timeout with Trantham, Cockrum, Willard, Clary, and Paulette on the floor. Neelyville going to pick up in the full court man-to-man. Comets inbound it to Willard. Caden brings up the floor. Now gives it to Cockrum. He moves off the screen, crosses the timeline. Then Alton needs a good possession here, needs a bucket to stay close. Cockrum moving it to the left side on the dribble. Out to Willard. Willard looking to penetrate, bounces it down to Paulette. Paulette powers it up. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot two free throws. Foul on Neelyville. We'll check the number. Number 33, that is Dollins, who just checked back in the ballgame during that timeout. Second foul on Dollins. And it'll be Dalton Paulette at the free throw line for the Alton Comets. First one is up and no good. Rattled that one off the rim. But he'll shoot another chance to make it a 3-point game. Alton trying to come back here in the fourth quarter. Second one is up and no good. Rebound taken by Neelyville. Here come the Tigers. Chance to add to a 4-point lead. Paulette misses a couple of big free throws there. Neelyville working on the offensive end. Feeding it down inside. Ball stolen by Trantham. Good anticipation by Cole. And he takes it away. Alton with the ball back. Down by four. 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's Marcus Cockrum. Nice move all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Use the old European step there to get to the rim. And it's back to a 2-point game with exactly 4 minutes to go. Neelyville with it on the outside. Got it down on the corner to Stevens. Stevens gives it up, gets it back, looking inside for Hale. He wasn't open. They'll swing it around the horn out to the top of the key. And now right side to Hale. Hale bounces it in the corner. It's stolen by Trantham again. Got it out to Cockrum, and he gets fouled going up the floor. Foul will be on number 22. That is Wolfram. That'll be the second on him. And it'll be the second team foul already. Actually, third foul on Wolfram. And the second team foul in the fourth quarter on Neelyville. 3:45 to go. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. Alton Comets are down by two, 43-41, with 3:45 to play in the game. They get the ball coming out of the timeout, inbound into backcourt to Willard. Willard up across the timeline with it on the dribble. Alton into the half-court set with 26 to go on the shot clock. Willard back out to Cockrum. Big possession here. I know it's getting late in the game. Every bucket is a big one now. Cockrum, no look. Got to Paulette. Back outside to Clary. Clary hangs in the air. Got a pass in the corner to Paulette. Comets will reset. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Cockrum looking to penetrate. Kicks it out to Willard for three. Bingo! Willard hits a big three off the right side. And the Alton Comets are back on top, 44-43. 1 point Comet lead. And here's almost a steal by Cockrum. Neelyville came out of there with a loose ball. Got it in the corner to Stevens. Stevens bounces it out to Callick. Callick to Wolfram. Back to Stevens in the corner. Dumps it inside Hale. Power move around the defense and scores. That's a nice play by Grant Hale. Comet fans wanted an offensive foul with no call. So Neelyville back on top by one. Alton with the basketball, 2:35 to go. Here goes Cockrum all the way down the left side of the lane and gets fouled as he goes to the rim. Nobody stepped up to help until he got all the way to the bucket. And then here came number two, Zach Cowley. And he fouls Marcus Cockrum and did not allow him to shoot an easy layup. I was surprised nobody ever stepped in front. So the senior, Marcus Cockrum, at the line, got fouled pretty hard, and the official giving him an extra second or two here to recover. He says he's good to go. Foul, by the way, on Cowley was his second. And the senior, Marcus Cockrum, at the line, misses the first free throw. So Alton's still down one, but another free throw here for Cockrum. He can tie it up with 2:29 to go. Second one is up, and it is good. Cockrum with his 12th point of the game. And we're tied at 45 with 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Neelyville walks it up the floor. Got it out top to Wolfram. Wolfram, defended by Paulette, takes him to the right side on the dribble. Feeds it out now to Hale. Hale looking inside. We got a whistle in 3 seconds to call on Neelyville. Neelyville call for 3 seconds in the lane. So the Alton Comets will get the ball back with 2:11 to go in a tie game. Cockrum taking his time, going up the floor, crosses the timeline with 30 on the shot clock. Sets it up just to the right side of the free throw circle, out behind the three-point line. Now goes to Trantham. Trantham back over to Cockrum on the right side. Cockrum looks over, no look down inside for Paulette. Oh, he couldn't hang on. Paulette was open down under the bucket. Cockrum threw a rocket in there, and Dalton Paulette had to go right through his hands and out of bounds. For the Comets with a turnover, with a minute 49 to go in a tie game, 45 all. Neelyville coming the other way. They cross the timeline with it. Wolfram down to 26 on the shot clock. Neelyville dumps it down inside to Hale, who got open on the backside. Hale with a backdoor cut in the bucket. He's got 11. Neelyville back up by two. Alton Comets have got an answer here. Cockrum out front over to Trantham. Fires a three for the lead. It's no good. Stevens down with a rebound for Neelyville. Tigers bring it up the floor. Cut it to Cowley. And, excuse me, that is Wolfram. And Wolfram is going to be fouled immediately with a minute 13 to go, but under the new rules, we're not shooting the one-and-one. Alton Comets going to take a timeout, though. Minute 13 to play in the game. Alton down by two. Neelyville with the ball. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, minute 13 to play in the ballgame. Alton down by two. It'll be Neelyville ball coming out of the timeout. So Comet's got to devise some way to get this ball back. Of course, Neelyville, and it's the thing with the playing in Arkansas, you've got the 35-second shot clock. So they cannot run out the clock here for the final minute 13. They will be forced to shoot it about halfway through there. So if they miss, Alton will have an opportunity to tie. Inbound play goes to Stevens. Stevens, now to Hale. Hale dribbles it out front. They're going to run as much of that 35 seconds off as they can. Needleville with it on the right side. That is Shands. Shands back out to Wolfram. Back to Shands in the corner. Brings it out to the wing. Almost fell down. Here's a bad pass to the high post. Ball loose on the floor, and Neelyville gets a quick timeout. That was a good timeout called by Coach Brad Burden. Now players a little slow getting up off the floor. But anyway, 47-45 to score. 55 seconds to play in the game. 17 on the shot clock. And they will inbound near midcourt on the far side after the timeout. The step away will be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Oh, down off. They're running the time off on the timeout clock. Anyway, 47-45. Alton down by two here in the Battle of the Border Tournament Consolation Semifinals. It'll be Neelyville ball with a two-point lead. They're down to 17 seconds on the shot clock. And the Comets almost got that steal. Neelyville got possession of the ball back and called the quick timeout. So 55 seconds to play in the game. Neelyville's got to shoot it before the 17 seconds is up. They've got the two-point lead. Inbound it in the backcourt for Wolfram. Wolfram crosses the timeline. Down to 11 on the shot clock to Stevens. Stevens right side to Hale. Hale dumps it over to Stevens down low. He hits the shot off the backboard. Stevens with 20. Alton down by four. 38 seconds to go. Cockrum at the top looking to penetrate. Kicks it out to Clary for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Excuse me, that was Willard on the three. And we get a whistle and we've got a foul on the Alton Comet. Hale had it in the backcourt, and Cockrum is called for the foul. That'll be number three on Marcus. So Alton down four, Neelyville with the ball, 26 seconds to go. Both coaches with timeouts remaining, and Coach Anthony Caruso is going to take his right now for Alton. Again, Alton down four with 26 seconds to go. Neelyville ball when we come back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
26 seconds remain in the game. Alton down by four. Needleville's got inbound it. Go the length of the floor here. Alton in full court pressure mode, obviously. They need a steal or a five-second call. Boy, almost got the 5 seconds. Needleville got it into Hale. Hale gets it up the floor. And now finally across the timeline with 20. Here's a dump down low. Deflected by the defense. Goes out of bounds. Needleville should have just pulled that thing out. They don't have to shoot it here. Now we'll get a substitution checking into the game for the Alton Comets. See, Cockrum will come off the floor. Number 30 checks in. That is Jacob Rudy. And Neelyville inbounds it in the corner. Get a quick foul. And with 15 seconds to go, that's still not going to put them on the timeline. That's just the fourth foul. Oh, and Stevens got open inside for the layup on the inbound. And then we get a foul on the rebound that's going to go against the Alton Comets. Willard called for the foul. Number 24. And it'll be Hale at the free throw line trying to ice it here for Neelyville. Free throw is up and good. Hale with 12 on the night. Cockrum back in the game for Alton. 13 seconds left. Alton down 5. Hale shooting for his 13th point of the night. This one is up and it is no good. Rebound Cockrum. Alton's got to hurry. Cockrum up the floor. Going all the way to the rim. Kicks it out in the corner. Shot is up. No good. That'll just about do it. Neelyville with a rebound. 3 seconds to go. And Neelyville going to let the clock run out. There we go, folks. I told you early on it was going to be a good ball game, but the Alton Comets come up a little bit short tonight, losing to Neelyville 50-45.